Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, August 6, 2025, and we have a great mix of retail headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Best Wall Clock announces shoppers will receive a 10% discount to upgrade their space. Best Wall Clock, the premier online destination for handcrafted, luxury-inspired wall clocks, is offering a 10% discount on its entire collection. New customers can use the code FIRSTBUY at checkout to receive the discount, allowing enthusiasts and collectors to acquire a unique timepiece for their home or office. Known for its exquisite, handcrafted designs with a silent sweep mechanism and durable stainless steel finish, Best Wall Clock is committed to quality and customer satisfaction. With a 4.8-star rating on Trustpilot, the brand's popular collections like the GMT Master 2 and Daytona are celebrated for their intricate details and sophisticated aesthetic. CEO Chris expressed excitement about welcoming new customers to the Best Wall Clock family and sharing their passion for high-quality, beautifully designed wall clocks. The 10% discount is available now on all clocks sold exclusively on the Best Wall Clock website, so don't miss out on this limited-time offer.
Bain Capital and 11 North acquire Florida and South Carolina Public's anchored retail portfolio for $395 million. Bain Capital Real Estate and 11 North Partners have acquired a portfolio of 10 open-air retail centers anchored by Public stores for $395 million. The properties, located in Florida and South Carolina, include the new Tampa Center, sold for $57 million. With a total of over 1 million square feet and an occupancy rate exceeding 93%, the centers feature national brands like Bank of America, Chipotle, and Starbucks. 7 of the 10 centers are anchored by Publix, showcasing the company's strong presence. The joint venture aims to focus on owning retail assets with open-air layouts and necessity-based tenants, targeting stable and high-performing assets in the U.S. and Canada.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.